AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A proposed repeal of Arizona's near-total ban on abortions has won approval from the state house. Haya Panjwani has more.
It's an 1864 law that made no exceptions for rape or incest and received criticism from Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump. That comes after the state Supreme Court ruled Arizona could enforce the long-dormant law that permits abortions only to save a pregnant patient's life. Three Republicans joined in with all 29 Democrats, and it now heads to the Senate. If the Senate approves as expected, Arizona would allow abortions up to 15 weeks. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Supreme Court justices today raised questions about whether state bans on abortions during medical emergencies conflict with federal health care law in a case from Idaho. Justice Samuel Alito.
How can you impose restrictions on what Idaho can criminalize simply because hospitals in Idaho have chosen to participate in Medicare?
Justice Elena Kagan says Idaho's law may be putting women's health at risk.
All of these cases are rare, but within these rare cases, there's a significant number where the woman is, her life is not in peril, but she's going to lose her reproductive organs. She's going to lose the ability to have children in the future, unless an abortion takes place.
Ukraine's begun using long-range ballistic missiles, striking a Russian military airfield in Crimea and Russian troops in another occupied area. The strikes come about a month after the U.S. secretly provided the weapons, which can strike up to 190 miles away. Joint Chiefs of Staff Vice Chairman Christopher Grady.
The ability of Russians to mass, the ability of Russians to bring troop concentrations together to do any kind of counteroffensive that they may or may not be planning. The ability to get after deeply placed logistics nodes.
Pro-Palestinian protests are growing on college campuses. Police tangled with demonstrators at the University of Texas at Austin and the University of Southern California. This is AP News. Quarterly financial results pouring in. Seth Sutel has the AP Markets Report.
Stocks drifted to a mixed close on Wall Street after a strong start to the week. The S&P 500 ended little changed Wednesday. The Dow fell 42 points, about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite edged up 0.1%. Tesla jumped more than 12% after saying it would accelerate production of more affordable vehicles. Norfolk Southern stumbled 3.6% after the railroad operator reported weaker results than expected. Teledyne Technologies lost almost 11%. After it reported weaker-than-expected results. Treasury yields rose in the bond market following the latest report on the U.S. economy to come in hotter than forecast. Orders for long-lasting goods strengthened last month more than expected. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note rose to 4.65%. Seth Sutel, New York.
And Meta reports its first-quarter profit more than doubled, while Ford's net income fell 24% amid a sales decline for combustion engine vehicles. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.